This is Ozarks at Large. Tonight, three Native Arkansans will perform for free on the Fayetteville Square. They'll then perform tomorrow night in Bentonville on the town square there for free. Both are part of Walton Art Center's Artisphere Festival events. The band is Eden's Edge. They fuse great harmonies with skilled songwriting for a sound that's rooted in tradition but fits well on contemporary radio. Last month, they made their Grand Ole Opry debut in Nashville. This summer, they'll be opening for Brad Paisley. And this morning, they came to the Furman Garner Performance Studio at KUAF.
My name is Hannah Blaylock, and I grew up in a little tiny town, I would call it a village more than a town. It's called Nimrod, Arkansas.
All right, Cheryl.
And I'm Cheryl Green, and I grew up in Magazine, Arkansas, which is about 50 miles southeast of Fort Smith, a couple hours south here.
I'm Dean Berner, and I grew up in Russellville,
We went
Arkansas.
From smallest to largest there.
We did, yes.
The bustling metropolis of Russellville.
Yeah.
Together, collectively, you're Eden's Edge.
Yes, we are.
You will be playing live tonight on the Fayetteville Square, part of the Artisphere. You'll be playing tomorrow in Bentonville as part of the Artisphere celebrations that are going on there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, about a month ago, you were on a stage in Nashville, right?
We were.
The Grand Ole Opry.
That's right, yeah.
Tell me about that.
We've gotten to do two performances there so far, which has been a lot of fun. Our debut, we're out with Brad Paisley this summer, so he was playing that night, and he brought us out on the stage, and all of our families were there. They all drove in from Arkansas. We kept joking that we knew the whole crowd because the whole state of Arkansas was there to see us, but it was a lot of fun. I mean, what a moving experience, you know, to just from the beginning of like walking into the backstage and seeing all the pictures and the quotes and stuff, and then
line where the flood was.
Yeah. And then trying to pull yourself together to go out on the stage to play. But it was a lot of fun, and we were so happy our families and friends were there to celebrate it with us.
Now, I have seen the three of you together on television. On AETN, isn't that correct?
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that was a long time
back
ago.
Back in the day, yeah.
Yeah. Was it Lost and Found?
It was probably Hannah Blaylock and Eden's Edge at that
point.
And it was Hannah Blaylock and Lost and Found when the band first started, and it was my parents and a family friend named Steve Smith.
Right.
And Steve knew Dean, all of Dean's childhood, and kind of their families kind of raised their kids together somewhat, you know.
And Steve taught me the first chords on guitar when I was...
Was a soccer coach as a kid, you know, stuff like that. And so when Dean came back from college, he came back to Russellville, and we were all kind of playing in this band together. And he said, hey, Dean, how about you come play and hang out with us? Because that was the beauty of that band for sure. It was amazing because it was just, you know, Steve was this amazing songwriter as a hobby. And he was like, hey, you want to sing my songs? And I was like, well, yeah, I do. That'd be awesome. And, you know, we just all got together for the love of music and enjoyed the musical experience together. That's all that it was, just friends getting together for the organic reason of loving music. And so Dean joined. And then about a month later, we heard about this lady going to Arkansas Tech that was friends with Steve's son, Andrew. And she was just this amazing picker, could play anything with strings, and she'd grown up in a family bluegrass band all her life. And it was Cheryl, and we asked her to join the band about a month later, and that's kind of how the three of us met.
Y'all grew up in small towns like I did, so you are here for part of Artisphere, for a festival that marries nature and art together. I'm sure you had experiences growing up, camping.
Oh, endless.
Hanging out,
all
yeah.
All the time, yeah. You know, my family, my dad really... played a big part in just being a big lover of nature, and we would go on hikes pretty much every weekend. We had some land up by Hall Creek Falls that we would go to a lot of times and just hang out and camp or go on a hike, that kind of stuff. And the Buffalo River, you know, area is a place that we...
And you've got Mount Nebo there. And
there's great stuff all around Russellville. You know, it sits right at the foothills of the Ozarks. So we were always doing something like that.
And I grew up on a 600-acre cattle farm in Nimrod, Arkansas, and Cheryl grew up on a family farm as well. So we and all of our families love to be outdoors and love going camping and hiking and canoeing and stuff like that. And I grew up riding horses and stuff. Nature is a huge part of who we are. It's one of the many facets of why we are called Eden's Edge. Is a big part of that. And, you know, the more that we've been blessed to be educated on the small ways that we can make a difference, the more, you know, we want to live by example and do the best we can to be a good citizen to the world and to the earth.
Well, I listened several times. I've heard the single Amen. And I have to make a confession here. I heard that and I thought, boy, they're not going to sound as, because they say it sounds amazing. The harmonies, and I thought, they're not going to sound that good in the morning live. And then when you did the practice, you sound better. I'm not kidding.
God.
You sound better than you do on the record.
Thank you.
And that's the first single.
Right. It is. Yeah, we're really excited about it. We were blessed to be a part of the writing process, and that's a really special thing. And, you know, it's really special to us because we feel like it kind of shows the color of where we came from here in Arkansas. It's about two people falling in love in a small town and how everybody knows everybody else's business, you know? And that's a really special thing of where we came from, and it's just cool that our first single can illuminate that.
Do you mind performing, Amen?
Sure.
Let's do it.
Love to.
Y'all ready?
Mm-hmm. 3, 4.
I heard from a friend of a friend of a friend that he finally got rid of that girlfriend. He finally came out of that love coma, boy. I heard Mary Jane at the Catapult Beauty Shop saying that blonde in her tube top, she left our Jimmy for a boy in Illinois. Someone give me a name, man. Someone give me a name, man. Can I get a thank God, hallelujah? He finally saw what she was doing to ya. Your mama called and she was right. Glad to see you saw the light. The whole town nearly hooped and hollered. She drove away, nobody stopped her. Nah, 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 nah. Say it again. Someone give me an amen. Yeah, right. Like I really could have said something. You wouldn't have heard it if a train was coming. You had your head so high in the clouds. Oh, I had a really good reason for hiding my feelings. Now I can finally spit it out. Someone give me a name, man. Someone give me a name, man. Can I get a thank God, hallelujah? He finally saw what she was doing to ya. Your mama called and she was right. Glad to see you saw the light. The whole town here we hooped and hollered. She drove away, nobody stopped her. Nah, 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 nah. I'll say it again. Someone give me an amen. I'm standing right here in front of you. I think I love you too. Can I get a thank God, hallelujah? Baby, do you believe it, do you? Your mama called and she was right. Glad to see you so light. The whole town, yeah, they hooped and hollered. The preacher's son and the farmer's daughter. Na, 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 na. I'll say it again.
That's great. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having us.
And after a long night of travel along I-40 and, you were stopped on the highway, right?
Yeah, there was a flood. The highway was flooded around the White River, and so we had to take about a three-hour detour around it.
I'm sure y'all know, man.
Yeah.
Weather here has just been... We're just so blessed. Our families have, you know, nobody in our families have been hurt. We're just very blessed about that.
Well, thank you so much. It's tonight on the Fayetteville Square for Artist Fear there. Tomorrow night, Bentonville Square for Artist Fear there. May 24th, the EP is available. Is that correct?
Yep.
That's right. Yeah.
May 10th, the single will be available.
All right.
On iTunes. And I think the festivities start around 5 tonight, and then we'll go on around 7, which... That'll be fun.
Yeah, one of my good friends, Sarah Hughes from Hendricks College, is going to be playing it tonight. So I'm excited to see her play, too.
If people want to know more, you have a Facebook page?
We do.
You have a website?
We do.
Yeah, if you go to edensedge.com, It can take you to our Facebook, to our Twitter, to MySpace, YouTube, all those social networking things. Just go to EdensEdge.com.
All right. Anything else we should know?
Just thank you to Clorox and Walmart or Walton Art Center for letting us, you know, come out and be a part of this. We're really excited. It's great to be a part of something, since we're so big on nature and stuff. It's great to be a part of something that really celebrates nature and living sustainably and stuff, because we try to do our best at that too. So we're just really happy to be here. So.
All right. Thank you. Continued safe travels.
Thank you
so much.
Hannah Blaylock, Cheryl Green, and Dean Berner are Eden's Edge. Their EP will be released May 24th on iTunes. May 10th, the single Amen can be found on iTunes. Also May 24th, they'll be on stage at the Grand Ole Opry. And Eden's Edge performs tonight on the Fayetteville Square as part of First Thursday events. Tomorrow night, they'll be on the Bentonville Square as part of First Friday there. Both of those performances are also part of the Artisphere Festival that's created, curated, and sponsored by Walton Art Center. Thanks very much to Tyrell Dennison for his engineering assistance inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio this morning. And speaking of Artisphere, more about what else is coming up in Artisphere when I talk with Jody Beznoska in just a moment on this edition of Ozarks at Large.